Today's topic is one people don't often like to discuss, yet it's one with which all of us must deal at times in life. We get some insights on the history of a difficult subject on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
John Austin admits the subject of death and grieving is not one people readily enjoy discussing. John was the director of the Old Museum of Funeral Customs in Springfield, Illinois, and he provides a lot of insights into the subject.
We know that embalming originally developed with the Egyptians, but the concept of Egyptian mummification is completely different from today's modern embalming process.
Austin says the common practice of embalming didn't come to America until the middle of the 19th century.
It really wasn't until 1840 that embalming came to America and really didn't begin to develop and become wider known or more popular until the Civil War.
Officers that were killed in battle could be embalmed and transported to their hometowns for funeral services, deemed necessary to honor men of a higher military rank. The embalming process probably did as much as anything to drastically change the country's funeral customs during the last century.
The benefit of embalming is that it will extend the period of time between death and the need to bury an individual. Prior to the application of embalming or the use of ice for preservation purposes, a short-term preservation in that case, embalming was critical because there was no other means to preserve remains.
The period between death and one's funeral was now expanded, allowing time for family members to travel from long distances to pay their respects at the ceremony.
3 days in America is very typical. In the African-American community, quite typically, burial does not occur rapidly within that three-day period after death. It could be 7 days, 10 days after death.
After the funeral, different cultures and individuals have often observed a period of mourning. I'll have more unique, historic insights from John Austin next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.